Women in Aviation International, a perspective on growth. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. 4 weeks ago, the 22nd Annual International Aviation for Women Conference was underway in Reno, Nevada, with the theme of Inspire, Enthuse, Innovate. ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell was there and got to talk with Dr. Peggy Chabrian, founder and president of the conference's sponsor, WAI, or Women in Aviation International, about the growth of the event and the organization.
Well, we're in the middle of the 2011 Women in Aviation Conference, the 22nd, I understand?
Yes, it's hard to believe. It's 22 years already.
Well, one of the things I wanted to start out with is that, you know, I was trying to explain this event to a couple of folks who work peripherally in aviation and never seen anything like it, never heard of it before, and explained that there's a spirit and a vibe here that I just don't see anywhere else. What's happening here, and how does aviation, the rest of aviation, get in on this?
Well, it is a very enthusiastic crowd, as you said, and I think part of it is the people who are here, they like the fact that they're coming to an aviation event, but they're also very interested in sharing their experiences, trying to help particularly the younger people maybe who are here. And this event brings together different parts of aviation. So you've got people from general aviation, corporate, commercial airline, military, and you don't always get that kind of a mix. Everyone here is here because this is something that they're passionate about what they do, and they like sharing it. And I don't know how much has to do whether it's because it's a lot of females here or not, but there was a reporter who came to our conference about 10 years ago, and he wrote an article when he went home, and he said it's kind of a mix between a religious revival and an Amway convention, that everyone's, you know, super salespeople or whatever, but very excited about what they do and like to share that. So,
what are the elements of this year's convention? What's unique about this year, and more important, how is the mission for women in aviation being crafted at this point?
Well, the theme this year is inspire, innovate, and enthuse. And we've had a little more emphasis, if you will, on innovation this year with some of the speakers. Mm-hmm. Mark Van Tine with Jepson talking about some of the new developments. And then the next gen panel with the FAA and talking about some of the things that are hopefully happening in the industry. So kind of to emphasize what's new, what's the latest in terms of the technologies and things, which is a little different for us. We don't always get into those kinds of modes. We're very excited that we have so many military folks here at our banquet Saturday evening. The Chief Naval Operations is our banquet speaker, and it's tying in with the 100th anniversary, the centennial of naval aviation. So that's a new experience for us as well.
One of the things that's been primarily valuable, as I see from this, has been the opportunities to network. There are people who are building careers on this floor.
That's definitely true. We have not only young people, college university students, but others who are looking at different opportunities. We have folks in the hall. HR departments are here looking. We have some preliminary interviews going on in some interviewing rooms. One of the great things that happens here, too, we have so many other associations or groups who hold their annual business meeting or hold their an awards luncheon or an alumni event here with the Women in Aviation Conference, and we probably have over 20 of those going on this year, whether it's breakfast, a lunch, or a reception, or a meeting, and that's almost doubled in the last 3 or 4 years.
Now, how's the organization doing overall? What's its state at this point?
Organization is growing. We're in the midst of halfway through a membership campaign that'll finish at Oshkosh this summer. Right now, we've reached over 500 new members. We have almost 300 people recruited, these 500 new members, and our membership is near record high. We had a little dip right after 9/11 and with some of the things with the industry the last 2 years, but we're back growing again and doing well.
Can we expect any major initiatives or any changes as this industry grows? Do you have anything in mind for Women in Aviation 2016 or 2021?
Some of the things that we're looking ahead, we just had a board meeting here this week as well, certainly the international component and how do we best work with that. You know, how do we get the message out, if you will, to women in other countries through the chapters? Or we have chapters that are started now in Iraq, and it's a combination of American military women and Iraqi women natives who are there. Mm-hmm. Two of them are here at the show this week.
Boy.
But we also have chapters now forming in China, in Nigeria, in England. I mean, it's tremendous. And like I said, for them to experience and see aviation in America and see it maybe in a unique venue through Women in Aviation, they go back to their countries. They are very excited to say there are opportunities there, and it's just kind of creating a snowball effect. And we're also looking, again, more seriously, how do we reach out better to young people, certainly through the chapter network, and now with 73 chapters, we're reaching young people throughout the U.S. and around the world. But how do we better reach young people, particularly young girls, but we work with boys and girls, to think about aviation, whether it's learning to fly or going into career. We've also been involved with the AOPA training initiative. We were asked to participate in that. Again, how to encourage more women to learn to fly, and for those who do start learning to fly, how to keep them in the pilot training process to complete that certificate.
More with ANN's Jim Campbell and Dr. Peggy Chabrian of WAI in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Piperjet.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with WAI's Peggy Chabrian about the growth of her organization and its annual event. Among the areas of WAI's greatest success has been providing the means for women to enter the field of aviation.
One of the things we've had a bit more exposure to this year than we've had in the past has been the scholarship program. How big is this scholarship program right now? This thing's getting gargantuan, isn't it?
This week, the total number of scholarships awarded will be right close to $700,000 just over the 4 days of this convention. We will have reached then over $7 million in scholarships we've awarded since we began the scholarship program in 1996. And it's great. We not only have companies who give, individuals who give, when Vicky Cruz, a Memorial Scholarship, we have past scholarship winners who have then gone into their career, done well, and now they're providing new scholarships. We have companies now who say, you know, we come to the conference and it's kind of disappointing. Sometimes scholarship winners are announced and they're not there. Well, and sometimes there are extenuating circumstances. They just can't get here because of work commitments or other things. But sometimes it's been financial. So we have companies now that provide us with $500 or $750, what we call travel scholarships, to ensure that the winner can get here, you help with airfare or hotel rooms. And then we, of course, try to help too with conference registration fees to make sure that they're here and experience winning their scholarship in person. The scholarship program keeps growing in numerous ways. For example, when we started out, we had scholarships that were for pilot training, and those certainly continue, but it's everything from getting a sport pilot certificate or private pilot up through and including an Airbus A330 or Boeing 747 type rating. But even beyond that, there are maintenance type of trainings, management, leadership, new creative ones, aerobatic training, with a new one's coming in next year for an instrument rating. Pilot Mall added a new one this year for a sort of certificate of flight instructor certificate. We have one through Able Flight for someone who maybe has a physical disability to help them learn to fly. So people are being very creative, and a lot of times they approach us and say, do you have a scholarship that would address this particular niche? And if we don't, well, we'll work with them to make it happen.
To the folks who are out there, men and women, who aren't aware of the event, may be interested in attending in the future, what kind of invitation and information might you give them to bring them here next year?
Well, I say certainly the conference is open, as you said, to men and women. Sometimes I think the name people think, well, it's just for women. But about 14% of the attendees who come every year are men. And again, it's a unique conference in aviation in that it covers a spectrum of all the different parts of aviation, whether you're talking careers or just an avocation, pilots, mechanics, or traffic controllers, business owners, the airline industry. You might walk through the exhibit hall and have president of a major airline and also have a general aviation and pilot or mechanic walking side by side. I mean, it's just a unique atmosphere. We bring in top industry leaders in our seminars and our workshops, professional development activities. It's just a great place to interact. If you're in aviation, you like aviation, if you have a passion for aviation, we definitely say this is the place to come.
The 2012 conference dates and location have not yet been posted on the organization's website, but you can find out lots more about what happened at this year's event and information about WAI itself at www.wai.org. You can also find video to go with this audio in the archives of aero-tv.net, dated March 10th. Dr. Peggy Chabrian is the founder and president of Women in Aviation International. Jim Campbell is founder, CEO, and editor-in-chief of ANN. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.